Greetings, everyone. Happy New Year. Happy 2019. May you find peace, love, harmony, joy, prosperity, abundance in everything that you do. Today, our episode is about the power of words. Everything is energy. Every sound we make has energy. The sound of music, the sound of a car, the sound of an airplane, yelling, noise, screaming, the feeling of love, the feeling of harmony, the feeling of peace, all carry energy. Do you know that even the words we speak carry a particular energy? When we speak, the words have a frequency and vibration, which is a sound wave. The sound wave is a natural force used by crystalline structures and sacred geometry, which are the building blocks of matter. Words are formed by a combination of letters from the alphabet. Alphabets are symbols used to represent the basic sounds of language. Each sound of language carries a frequency and vibration, which is energy, so that energy can be either negative or positive. Each combination of letters in a word is called its spelling. Spell is the root word for spelling. What is a spell? Spell is an utterance, something said, a statement, remark, a meaning, a set of words with supposed magical or occult powers, an incantation, a charm. So when you speak words, you are actually casting a spell. Yes, you are speaking or commanding a frequency or vibration into the earth's magnetic, magical field, which creates reality. So here's a question for you. Will you continue casting negative spells that are creating negative realities in your life? Or will you choose to cast positive spells to create positive realities in your life? We often hear words that carry negative energy. Most people are unaware of the effects of negative word choices. We use them every day, we hear them every day, and we accept them into our lives. We have been programmed to utilize and accept negativity as the norm. This programming starts early on in life. Think back to when you were a child, a teenager, a young adult. How many times did you hear your mother, father, a sibling, a family member, a teacher, or any adult say negative words or cast a negative spell, to you or about you? How has these negative words or negative spells affected your life? What current reality are you faced with that is a result of you hearing negative words or negative spells being cast into your life? What are your word choices about yourself? What word choices do you use with your children, your loved ones? We sometimes observe people experiencing difficulties in their lives, and we too engage in more negative talk about that individual. But we have no idea of the constant demeaning, disempowering, and condescending words that this individual have heard throughout his or her life that is now absorbed in their subconscious mind and is creating their reality. Adults who say negative things to children are often recreating the cycle of what was done to them. People give what they have. So if you have hatred, anger, and bitterness, you will give the same. But if you have love, peace, and harmony, that too is what you will give. So if their lives have been chaotic, they grow up to spread chaos to their children. Therefore, children are often hurt by harsh words or negative spells from the mouths of adults, mothers, fathers, family members, teachers, pastors, neighbors, and the list goes on. It is imperative that we dismiss the negative word choices, the negative word casting, the negative casting of spells, and embrace words that bring positive energy into our lives and to those around us. Before a word is spoken, it is first a thought. Therefore, the change must begin through our thought patterns. Focus on the positive. Yes, it is possible. I did it and continue to do it, and I am sure you can as well. Here are a few steps you can take to begin this wonderful transformation in your life. First, you must make the decision to want the change. The want is your will, and the will is very important. Once you make the decision, then you can move to the second step. The second step is changing your thought patterns. Yes, the negative thoughts will come because they are already programmed in your mind. But when they do come, change them into something positive. For example, instead of saying, I can't, say, I can. Instead of saying, this is hard, say, I can do this. Instead of thinking about what you don't have, focus on what you do have. Instead of saying, I can't complain, say, everything is going well. Not is a negative word. Instead of saying, I'm exhausted, say, I need to rest. The third thing you can do is remove yourself from negative environments. People, turn off the television. Don't watch the news. Get off social media because they are extremely toxic. Just try it. Try it for one day and pay attention to how you feel. And if you feel good, then try it a second day. And so forth until you're able to spend a week without entertaining those toxic things that bring constant stress and pain to your life. The fourth thing you can do is say something positive to yourself every morning. I am valuable. I am healthy. I am abundant. I am harmony. I have everything that I need. I am a magnet to everything that is good. Be careful about what you put behind the words I am. Those two words, I am, are the most powerful words in the universe because whatever you say after I am starts the creation of it. The fifth thing is to be in gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude changes everything and brings joy. Be thankful. Let your prayers and affirmations be of thanks and appreciation and of gratitude. We are all here on this earth to learn from our experiences. Everything in life is a creation, from a thought to a word to existence into reality. May you choose to cast positive spells or use words that create harmony, balance, love, compassion, and kindness, first with yourself. Once you begin to cast positive spells on yourself, your positive energy and frequency and vibration will transfer to those around you. Love, peace, and harmony to everyone. Boat Shen is a branch of Zach Foss organization located in Glacier, Haiti. If you would like to get in contact with us, please send an email to bwadch9@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.